The time is 7:27. Let's really hear what Martin Spettigue's here for this morning. Not to comment on fake tans, but to give us our thought for the day. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark.
Well, today, Sikhs commemorate the martyrdom of their fifth guru, or teacher, Guru Arjan Dev, who was killed in 1606. Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikh religion, was recognized as a great spiritual master and teacher by both Hindus and Muslims. His teachings were that God is one, God is love, all human beings are equal in the eyes of God, and everyone's duty should be devoted to God and to be of service to mankind. Next to Guru Nanak, Guru Arjan is probably the most revered of the nine Sikh gurus. It was he who compiled the Granth Sahib, the sacred scriptures. The result of his death by torture was that a peaceable movement was transformed into a community that places military values alongside spiritual values. In a recent TV documentary, Sikhism was one of four religions or paths chosen for a young woman to try. Her work and domestic circumstances were particularly intense, and she felt she wanted more from life than just seemingly chasing her tail. With Sikhism, she learnt that there was fulfillment in selfless giving or serving of the community, which would help her acquire humility. Hatha Yoga, the exercising that prepares the body for meditation, helped in calming her and bringing forward inner peace. With the meditation performed by Christians, she gained a flavour of mysticism and the inner experiences of spirituality, whilst the gospel singers showed her intense religious emotion. From each of these approaches to spirituality, she gained a differing degree of satisfaction. Her experiences were lessons in showing that we are all different. The way I want to approach spirituality and God is likely to be different to those of others. There are many paths to God. It's a matter of finding the one that fulfills us best. The young woman found from her searching that of the differing spiritual experiences had calmed her, had given her a purpose in life. And, as her elderly partner put it, she was a lot easier to live with. Goodbye.